Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
By the way, speaking of complying with the rules, so here in Chicago, you've got to wear a mask, and there's been some reporting about the city saying, okay, to those of you businesses that aren't complying with the mask mandate we're speaking about in the last couple of weeks, here's your citation, and about 20 of them have been issued tickets, if you will. Ken Myers, the acting commissioner for the Chicago Department of Business Affairs and Consumer Protection. Ken, I'm glad we found you. We've only got a few minutes here, but just tell us what the status is of these businesses and how compliance is going.
Thank you for having me, John. How are you?
Good.
So as you know, the city of Chicago put the mask mandate in on August 20th. For your listeners, first and foremost, here at BACP, Business Affairs and Consumer Protection, we're really here not to hurt the businesses, but really here to protect Chicago. So what will happen is if your listeners and other Chicagoans call the 311 system, call 311 to complain about a business that is not adhering to the mask mandate, we will then send out enforcement to either take a look in person and, if necessary, write a ticket. So from August 20th to August 29th, BACP issued 16 notices to correct. So that's like a warning to 13 businesses, and issued 20 citations to 9 businesses for failure to abide by the City of Chicago mask mandate that went into effect in August.
So it's people calling 311 saying, hey, there's a problem here. Then you dispatch somebody to look at it, and if they see a situation, then they issue you a, hey, you've got to comply sort of thing?
Exactly. So if we go into a business and most of the patrons and most of the employees in the business are wearing a mask, and let's just say it's a one-off or two-off, maybe a couple patrons are not wearing a mask, we will work with that business owner to give them a verbal warning, a notice to correct. They have 24 hours to, you know, maybe retrain the staff, retrain their employees, just on the courtesies of just requiring all patrons to wear a mask. If, in another situation, we go into the business, there is no sign-off, which is required under the health order, that you have to wear a mask upon entering this business, and or there's an egregious amount of people not wearing a mask, we then will then take that very seriously and write a citation. Because at the end of the day, we're trying to help mitigate the Delta variant of the COVID vaccination, or the COVID virus.
Sure. How expensive is the citation?
Citations can go up to $10,000 per occurrence.
How expensive are the ones you've been writing so far?
Well, what happens, we then rewrite the citation or the ticket, if you want. That will then go to the mail, to the business. They then have the opportunity to take that down to administrative hearings. So because we've only been doing this since August 20th, we're still kind of in that. I don't think we've had any cases yet at administrative hearings.
So an administrator, a judge, would then decide what the fine will be.
Exactly. Precisely correct.
Okay. I'm just kind of curious how that went, and maybe we'll speak about this more down the road. I'm with you, although I also have some sympathy for somebody who's trying to manage a business, be profitable. The customers aren't complying. The customers maybe should be getting the tickets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, unfortunately, under the City of Chicago Municipal Code, we, Business Affairs Consumer Protection, issued by violations to businesses. Chicago Police Department, for example, would issue a citation to a resident.
That's not your jurisdiction, then. You're
right.
More the business side. I got it.
Right. But, you know, like here at City Hall, so, you know, we're on the 8th floor of City Hall, the small business center, and we provide a disposable mask. So if someone came all the way down to City Hall to meet with one of our business consultants mm-hmm. in the small business center, I certainly don't want to send them back home or necessarily even across the street to a Walgreens to buy a mask. We'll just provide that customer with a mask and say, as long as you're coming into the center, you have to have a mask on.
Ken Myers, Commissioner for the Chicago Department of Business Affairs and Consumer Protection. We're out of time today, Ken. I'm going to talk to you again soon. Keep doing what you're doing and keep us posted, okay?
Thank you for having me, John.
Yeah, I appreciate the time.